This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, when you arrived at Bethlehem Baptist Church in 1980, you had to post the phrase, "Hope in God," on the building. Tell us where that original emphasis on hope came from. Was it something your father had taught, something you read, the scriptures? Where did it originate for you?
That's a good question, and I'm not sure that I know the answer, because probably the roots go back beyond my consciousness. I'm sure they do, in two senses. One, that I was born of God unto a living hope, and that happened before I hoped in God, and it's what made me hope in God. And in the other sense, I think as a little child, my dad was hoping in God and modeling hope in God for me before I even knew what was happening. So the roots go back into my dad. They go back into God's grace in my heart. But here's a really concrete, practical place where they go. When I was in Germany studying, my first 10 days in Germany, I didn't know any German. I was living with my wife in an apartment with another man, sharing a kitchen, sharing a bathroom. It was a temporary 10-day situation. I felt absolutely adrift. I wondered, what am I doing here to study here? I don't know the language. I don't have an apartment. I've got a wife. I can't take care of her. I'm supposed to be studying this language. And what I did to survive was immerse myself in the Psalms every day. And the psalm that rose high was Psalm 42. "Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for you shall again praise him, my help and my God." That phrase, Psalm 42, stayed with me from 1971 to 74 in Germany. It took me from 74 to 80 through my teaching years. It brought me, in my sense of insecurity as a brand new pastor taking this church downtown, "Well, I don't know how to do this ministry. Lord, I feel so nervous and so insecure." Again and again, I would say, "Hope in God. Why are you downcast, O my soul?" And that's why I said, put that thing up on the wall there. Put that big sign up on the wall, because I'm leaning on God for my daily bread at home, the making of my marriage to work, the doing of this ministry I don't know how to do, facing all the challenges of this culture, all the expectations people have that I don't know how to meet. God, you're my only hope. And so that time in Germany, leaning heavily for those days of fear on Psalm 42, were really, really big.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself, and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.